Hold on while we fire up our time machine right here and we travel to the year 2276. Oh, it didn't work.
Both of our sounds made it sound like our time machine broke.
Well, it did. And so we can't actually go. So we're doing the next best thing, and that is we are putting a time capsule in the ground, and we're taking a snapshot of Chicago in this moment, and we're going to save it for the people of Chicago in 250 years from now.
Yes, and we've asked you to tell us your ideas of what you think we should put in this time capsule. I know we've mentioned the Lollapalooza lineup. We've mentioned, you know, pictures of the skyline.
We have talked to, yesterday we put in it six small bottles of Malort that were Ahmad the Amazing's contribution.
Courtesy of me. Yeah, that's my favorite thing about Chicago.
Is Malort.
I think so.
You know, I love that for you.
Yeah. Thank you.
So feel free if you have any ideas of what we should put in our time capsule. We're building it for the next couple of weeks here, and then we're going to bury it in the ground, and it's not going to be unearthed for 250 years. What we have today is something special from a man by the name of Lee Crooks, whose name you might not recognize just by hearing the name. Lee Crooks? Who's a Lee Crooks?
Who's that?
But you'll recognize who they are by hearing their voice.
So just a little, this is to give you the heads up. So when you take the CTA, if you take the buses or the trains, you hear this voice and have heard this voice for nearly 30 years, Lee Crooks. He's the guy that says, doors open on the right at Division or whatever.
Yeah. Yes.
And he has given us a special message. Ahmad has heard this. The rest of us have not.
It's very, I love it. It makes me emotional. But it's basically what the person who opens this time capsule is going to hear. And it's going to explain what it's all about and what we're doing with the time capsule.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, all yeah. right, well, let's take a listen again. This is Lee Crooks, the voice of the CTA for our time capsule for the people of Chicago to open up in 250 years.
Attention, future Chicago. My name is Lee Crooks. I'm the voice of Chicago's CTA trains and buses. The year is 2026, and our city is celebrating the 250th anniversary of the United States. To mark this moment, we've placed this time capsule in your care, filled with items that capture the spirit, culture, and everyday life of Chicago as we know it today.
Wow.
Though separated by time, we share the same home. Doors closing. Next stop, 2276. This is Chicago.
Oh, isn't that so cool?
Chill.
You know what? There is something almost that made me feel emotional.
Yeah. We share the same home, even though it'll be 250 years from now.
Yeah.
Okay, why am I emotional now, too? Because, like, time just keeps going.
It just keeps going, and our significance in the universe is very small when you think about it. And these are, I did the math on this, if you were to say great, 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 grand, there would be nine greats.
Oh, wow.
In front of grandchildren, if you were to have kids in this generation.
That's insane.
Yeah. That is really cool.
And I hope that it also puts life into perspective. I think sometimes we take it so seriously.
Yeah. Right.
And we don't realize that, like, everything is passing, including us.
Yeah. Our time here is fleeting. Our space in the universe is very small. But in 250 years, somebody's going to open this time capsule and they're going to get a little glimpse of what life is like now.
Yeah.
We're still working on getting a proclamation from the mayor because my biggest fear is that we're going to do all this and then people are going to forget and not know about it and just going to sit around.
Yeah.
And then in 500 years when, I don't know, they're building a new building.
Yeah.
They're like, what is this?
Oh, hey.
I don't know, toss it.
Yeah.
No, don't say that.
And so there's been a little bit of, we've had a little bit of conversation about what life looks like in 250 years. And there's some people who are like super doom and gloom. And this could be like Hunger Games type world.
Yeah.
It also could be like some crazy utopian, amazing universe. Who knows what the world is going to be like? And we'll never find out. But now at least we'll be able to show them what our life was like here.
Exactly.
So, at B96 Chicago, if you have any ideas, who we should involve in our time capsule or what we can put in the time capsule, we would absolutely love them. But we're off to a great start.
Definitely.
Yes, that message is awesome.
Yeah. Super cool from Lee Crooks from Chicago's CTA. All right, coming up next, give us about 3.5 minutes. We'll get you on the phone for a chance to win $1,000 with Can't Crush Carla.
You think they'll still be playing Can't Crush Carla in 250 years?
No. Not at all.